Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, The Fool. So this week we've finished round 11, which also means that we've finished the first set of games where we all play each other. So everybody's played everybody else in the competition now, once, and it's made for an interesting set of games, really. First up, we had Dr. United playing myself, and he won with a massive 75 points to my reasonably good, but not outstanding, 55 points. That's actually Dr. United's highest point score in the competition, and 7th highest overall over the whole competition so far. The 55 points was also my highest score, which is a little disappointing, over the whole competition. And Dr. United's 75 points was also the highest for the round. Dr. United made most of his points in his front three of Lukaku, Iglejo and Kane, scoring a total of 43 points between those three. He also had Ozil on his team, which scored him another 10 points, which took him to 53 already before counting any other players at all. So it's not that big a surprise that he managed to rack up such a high score. Added to that, he had two of his defenders managed to play full games with clean sheets, which added another 12 points there, which just about makes everything up. There's a few scraps here and there else, but that's pretty good. Meanwhile, my team, I have Lukaku, but that was cancelled out by Dr. United having Lukaku. I also had two defenders who played in teams that had clean sheets, but both of them only played half a game, and so therefore did not play long enough to qualify for the team clean sheets. Only got 1 point each. Also, my subs were apparently put in the wrong order. I had Hazard sub in automatically, and he played a pretty lackluster game and only scored the 1 fantasy point. Whilst next to my list was Jermaine Defoe. And if my defenders had scored and Defoe had been on instead of Hazard, I would have scored an extra 24 points over what I got. That's nets, that's taking off the points that players, or that Hazard, will take off the 1 point Hazard gave me. Which really still would have left me with a 75-74 loss. It probably would have made me feel worse having scored such a high score and still having second. In the next game, Edster's team won 66-60 over Forever Fan, which is one of Eddie's best scores over the last few weeks. He has scored better, and is actually Forever's best score overall as well. Another team who scored, who's top scored this week, but lost. And Eddie's score was second best overall, and Forever's was the fourth best for the round. That's overall for the round. Eddie scored most of his points through having Lukaku, Mahrez, and De Bruyne in his team, which added up quite a few of his points. Forever, however, was quite inactive and picked pretty much the same team as previous weeks. I don't think he's actually logging in. And it's shown by, he also had 4 injured players in his squad, which meant that one of them, Jagielka, had to play. The other 3 are sitting on his bench, which meant that he did have a 0 point score in his team, which doesn't help. Good points scored through Mr. Ozil, Coutinho, and Al Brighton. The next game was where Soccer lost 18 points to 58 to Stab in the Dark. The 18 points by Soccer was the lowest points of the round. And his equal lowest points, he'd also scored 18 in round 8. But however, isn't the lowest score of any team in the competition. That illustrious honour goes to our Baconese Diablos, with the Melon Farmers team scoring 17 points back in round 2. This is a Stab in the Dark's highest score for the season. And he had Lukaku as his captain, which meant that he picked up a good 28 points. And then he had Benteke as his other striker, which picked him up another 9 points. He did have West Brom's Lambert on his bench, which would have brought him in another 6 or 7 points, depending on who he took off, as a lot of his midfield only scored the minimum 2. He actually had even Hazard in his team, who only scored 1 earlier. So swapping him with Lambert would have added, I think, about another 6 points. Next we had number 9, who lost 32-57 for Warsaw, which meant that there was a change, a change at the top of the table, with Warsaw leaping up the first to overtake, to take the position off number 9. So it wasn't a very good week for number 9, lost his match and lost top spots. But say conversely, it was a great week for Warsaw, won the match and jumped to number one. Or number one human anyway. It's also bad for number nine, who's now had two sub 35 point weeks in a row. Whilst Warsaw continues to have a good run of points, over the last 7 weeks. This being his fifth score over 15 in those 7 weeks. Also, on goodness, out of points, he had Kane as captain, which gave him 16 points. But he had Mikey as a team, who scored 15 points, so if he had the captain, he would have lost 8 points in a game, leading to an extra 7. He also had a game week dream team member on the bench, and 20 point Connor from Everton, who say set the game up, so none of those points went into Warsaw's total. But he had picked Manchester City's Kolarov, who actually scored 0 points on the round. Number 9's team performed poorly. Score, he had relied on some United players who didn't actually do too well, and really just didn't have anybody that scored a good score. No real players scoring anything at all, mostly just trips and drabs, 3s and 4s and 5s sort of points. Not too bad, but without some big scorer, you're not going to get up into the high scores. Next, we had Ninja Monkeys, who defeated El Bacanese Diablos, 64 points to 56, with the 64 points from Ninja Monkeys being the third highest for the round, and El Bacanese 56 points being the second highest loser of the round. It's always a disappointment when you score more than most other, at least half of the other teams, and still manage to not get points to your name. And once again, Albacani did have Mahrez in his team, which scored 15 points, but didn't have him as captain, had Sanchez as captain, who only scored 3, so the captain double only added 6 to the score. So that's a loss. If they had used Mahrez and Sanchez as captain, that would have been a net gain of 12 points just there. Plenty to let him win. However, of course, Ninja also had Sanchez and Mahrez, and had the same way around, had Sanchez as captain and Mahrez as not. So really, that sort of choice, that's both, they had that, and they really would have cancelled each other out. It would have just depended on if one of them had set one of the other as captain, then it might have made a difference. The big difference in selection was Ninja Monkey's frontline, which scored an extra 7 points over Albacani's front two. In addition, both of them have Yaya Toure in their squad. However, Albacani put Yaya Toure on the bench, whilst Ninja Monkeys had him in the starting 11. Although Ninja Monkeys had left out Piccolo from his squad and had him on the bench, so that was a waste of 15 points there. Lastly, Drewtastic continued our competition's great run of form against the average, losing 56 points to 46. However, he also left many points on the bench as he played Hart instead of Czech. Hart scored only 4 points, Czech scored 7, so that's 3 points he could have gained there. And he also had Kolarov on, who was also his captain, so Kolarov scored 0 points, which is doubled to 0 points, when he could have had Klein or Morgan on, who both scored 2 points, so at least that would have been 2 points there, and then just about anybody else in the team for captain. And so we had 5 points plus some captain points somewhere, could have got him up to, could have got him the 10 points he needed to beat the average. Going to the table now itself, still the computer's average on top with 25 points. And second or first human is Warsong, then number 9 and the Melon Farmers, El Bacon Diablos, all who are 21 points, only separated by a goal difference. Drewtastic has moved down a spot to 5th and is on 18 points, ahead of my team on goal difference. Below us, the next 3 places basically unchanged despite all 3 of those teams winning, with Esther's Dream Team in 7th, followed by Dr. United and Ninja Monkeys. A Stab in the Dark jumps up to 10th on 12 points, with the Icy Crowd of Forever Fan and Soccer on the bottom 2, both on 9 points. Next week we head back to the top of the round and start playing each other again. I look to get back to my winning form against the inactive Forever. Drewtastic takes on the ever-improving Ninja Monkeys. Dr. Knightley gets a decent chance to go for 6 straight wins in a row when he plays the inactive Soccer, whilst number 9 takes on Esther's Dream Team, Al Balcony takes on Stab in the Dark, and Warsong is set to prove his dominance by taking on the average. In the first round, when these game, the backstage fixtures happened, I happened to beat Forever, Trutastic beat Ninja, Soccer beat Dr. United, Number 9 beat Eddie, Albacony beat Stab in the Dark, and Warson locked the average. My predictions for this round would actually be the exact opposite of all those results. Me losing to Forever, because that's just my luck. Trutastic losing Ninja, Dr. United easily accounting for Soccer, Eddie beating Number 9, Stab in the Dark proving upset and beating the Melon Farmer, and Warsong proving that we can beat the average by beating the average. Anyway, that's me for this week. I was talking with Number 9 this morning. He's back from his holiday. We're looking at possibly doing a podcast this weekend, and likely I might just start looking at doing these fantasy podcasts during those main podcasts instead. See how I feel, or maybe as blog posts as opposed to podcasts. You can contact us using the contact button up on our website here, and you can let me know whether you find these podcasts interesting or not, or whether a blog post will be enough, or how you think would be a good way of getting across this information. Anyway, that's it for me, and I'll catch you next time.